Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Our weekly economic spotlight, sponsored by Horicon Bank, the natural choice, doing banking differently in Wisconsin since 1896. Check out HoriconBank.com. We welcome to the studio Dale Coinga, president of the MMAC. Happy Fall Monday, Dale.
Beautiful Monday.
It is a beautiful Monday. Hey, want to talk more about the AI data center planned for the state of Wisconsin. Amid controversy, Microsoft has pulled back on some of its investment, but still has a significant investment in the Southern Corridor here in the state. Talked about data centers in Port Washington, again, met with some controversy. And some of the controversy stems from the idea of having a freshwater resource near where these AI data centers are being built. Trying to figure out what the truth is, how much water they require, what's required in terms of cooling, how much environmental impact is there. It's a lot to digest because these things are massive.
Yeah, they are massive. Quick correction or clarification in your comments. Microsoft's not pulling back for investment. There was the announcement of the investment that they made a year ago, another one a year. Those are all on track. There was a smaller project in Caledonia that they decided not to move forward in Caledonia because Caledonia was not very welcoming to the economic development there. So that's going to be something that they deal with across other opportunities. But they are going to make that investment somewhere else in the region, very likely.
And it almost sounds like they could still do it in Caledonia if it was the right spot. I mean, they were very specific in their wording that this specific spot is not going to work because they listened to the people. I mean, they left a little opening there.
Yeah, I mean, well, the land in Caledonia is owned by the energy company, so it wasn't like they were taking out farms or anything like that. So I don't think they'd be in Caledonia. I think Caledonia's town board has to figure out what they want to do for that community because they just left over $100 million on the table. They're going to have to figure that out. And because now it's not only about data centers, there's going to be other economic development projects to say, well, why should we work with a town that's not welcome to investment? So, but specifically on the water issue, let's talk about the water issue because there's been just tremendous amount of fear and bad information on the water issues. So when you're talking about Microsoft, you're talking about only 4 Olympic-size swimming pools of water a year. A golf course in Wisconsin will use more water than that in a given month in the summer than they'll use an entire year. And the reason for that is both that and the Port Washington systems, they're closed-loop systems. So the water stays in. They don't discharge a lot of water. So the number for the Port Washington project is 65 homes. So in the next couple hours, in an hour right now, Lake Michigan will evaporate more water than they'll use an entire year. And the other thing about water, which I find interesting, is there's one particular person out there on social media that keeps going back to this romantic notion of Wisconsin as a dairy farm state. And that's great. We want to support that. It is a big part of our economy, and we hope to have it continue to be part of a big part of our economy. But if you take the same amount of land with the same amount of employees and was a dairy farm, you would have exponentially more water issues. I mean, there's really not an industry that you could have that's going to have a smaller impact on water usage than a data center investment. So just want to be very clear that this is not a significant amount of water, and this is not discharging dirty water into streams or rivers or lakes, and it's not taking a significant amount of water out of the streams, waters, and lakes.
Is there a spot across the country that we know of with the greatest concentration of data centers in the country that you could compare what's happening there to what we would potentially experience?
Yeah, Virginia is a great example because Virginia has really been a concentration of data centers, and there's been no draining of the aquifers or draining of the rivers or lake. I mean, there's been zero impact on their water there, both from the usage and the discharge.
I'd be more concerned about the stress on the grid than I guess the water, right? I mean, these are massive data centers, right? And there's a significant amount of energy that goes into powering these things.
Yes, and so that's a different conversation because there is a significant amount of electricity that is pulled from these data centers. So the Microsoft alone, just that one, is talking about possibly using more energy than every single household in Wisconsin combined. Now you have to say, okay, who's paying for that? That's a great, great question. And each state is different in how you answer those questions. In Wisconsin, it's very important that people realize this, is that Microsoft and the soon-to-be-announced company in Port Washington, they are paying more than commercial companies and residential businesses. And the reason for that, it's called a tariff. It's a different tariff than we've talked about in the news or economically. It's a different type of, and a tariff is an additional amount paid that is agreed to by the Public Service Commission in Wisconsin that represents taxpayers and these companies. And so they'll pay a premium. Why are they paying a premium? Well, they're paying a premium because there's going to have to be investments in our grid, both in the production of electricity and the distribution of electricity. So those companies have agreed, saying, we know that's going to cost more. We're going to pay more for our electric usage than everyone else because the shouldering of those costs is going to be on those data centers, not everyone else. Another point on this, which gets technical, but it's important, is a lot of people think that when you're taking electricity, like that electricity has to be produced here in Wisconsin, because it's in Wisconsin. There's an entire grid of electricity that goes from Louisiana all the way up to northern Canada. It's called the MISO network. And you could put into that network at any point additional capabilities and production for electricity, and any part of that network can use it. So Microsoft, for example, is doing more solar power in Iowa. That connects to this site through the network. And so there is a lot of electricity that needs to be used. There's new technology coming on the nuclear side, which is gaining popular approval. You know, we have natural gas now. Natural gas is a lot cleaner than coal than it was. And there's new technology that's even more cleaner than natural gas. So there's this evolution of cleaner technology. It's all going to the grid. And the bottom line is you or other businesses do not have to pay for this.
One of our fans from the 414 just wrote in and said, only four swimming pools, and why are the companies insisting to locate next to a Great Lake?
Well, that's a great question, is because the Great Lake also offers cooling, a natural cooling phenomenon, right? We know that here because you guys do the weather in the studio and say, hey, it's 10 degrees colder by the lake. So that 10 degrees colder by the lake offers a natural air conditioning. So Microsoft will be building the second largest chiller in the world. The largest is in Qatar, for obvious reasons, the desert. And they don't have to use that chiller as much when you're closer to the lake. So they're not by the lake because of the water in the lake. They're by the lake because the lake offers a natural air conditioning.
My wonder in time, Dale, and I'm not sure if it'll be in our lifetime, but my wonder in time is, will the size, the scope of these data centers be necessary to do what AI wants to do? Everything with technology gets smaller and more efficient over time. These are massive data centers. I do wonder 20, 30, 40 years from now, if a data center that can do what these are designed to do could be done with a room the size of our studio.
Well, there's Moore's Law. If people don't understand that, it's the compounding of chips getting smaller and smaller and more powerful. And there's always going to be that compounding of technology. Let's just take a step back though real quickly and talk about what are these quote data centers doing. These are not data centers in the classic word of just storing your pictures and books. These are the largest computers in the world. The Microsoft one in particular is going to be the largest computer in the world by a factor of 10. And what are these large computers doing? When you're talking about AI, this is going to be the type of computer that's going to, right now when you have, let's say, cancer, like, okay, here's your age, here's your weight, here's your prescription. New massive computers are going to say, what's your genealogy? What's your weight? What kind of water do you drink? How many vitamins? It's going to be massive computations. That's going to be very specific medicine for you. We're talking about self-driving cars where it knows where sirens are coming from and automatically push you over, knowing that there's a deer in the road. These are technologies where we're going that we can't even imagine that will be life-saving, which will make our life easier, more productive, so we can spend more time on other things in life. And so the possibilities here are almost endless, and it really plugs into our biotech economy and other possibilities for our manufacturing economy.
Real quickly here, open houses are now set for the Interstate 794, possible partial removal, other downtown freeway changes. Where does the MMAC stand on, or I'm sure you guys discuss it, as far as these changes for 794? And I know Greg is circling this date on his calendar for the town hall because you've got a lot to say about it.
Well, there's a lot with 94 that's going to be happening over the next like 8 years. It's going to impact traffic that begins later this week.
Yeah, and for those of us that are driving every day from the west and the east and back, we realize that there's a natural bottleneck there that it's good that they're taking care of those, not only for time and efficiency and productivity, it's also for safety. So, 794 is in discussions. We really don't always dive into this much detail on infrastructure projects. You know, we want the freeways to be up and running, but the 794 is an interesting one. It's just because downtown is such a cultural hub, and the connections to Summerfest and our big employers like Northwestern Mutual and Baird down there. So we don't have a formal position on it yet. We're asking the mayor to keep his powder dry as well, because there's a lot of questions to be answered. But you know, there are concerns about there is that the port needs access to the freeway. There's some manufacturers in Cudahy, South Milwaukee. Are we going to have just nothingness down there if you go down the street level? So there's four plans out there right now. One is replace as is. I don't think anybody's in favor of just doing the exact same thing again. There's another plan, which is total street level with no interstate access at all to the lake. There's a lot of businesses that are concerned about that. And then there's two other options that are hybrid options. So we're doing our own staffing. We're doing our own research. We're listening. I suspect that MMAC will have an opinion on which plan it should be come late winter or spring. But right now there's a feedback process, and we want to be part of the feedback process and listening ourselves before we jump out there with an opinion on what this should look like.
Yeah, it's certainly a hot button topic, no doubt. Dale Coyne, president of the MMAC, joining us here in studio. Appreciate
Thanks,
it, Dale. Thank you. 1228, the Economic Spotlight, sponsored by Horicon Bank, the natural choice, doing banking differently in Wisconsin since 1896. Check out horiconbank.com.